And so please welcome Andy Greensfelder.
Thanks. So today the email arrived from Kirk saying we have storytelling and we're talking about unexpected consequences, and it happened to be Jeannie and my 38th anniversary. And we were driving up to Cambria to meet with the writers group that we used to be a part of and sometimes go visit, and I'm thinking about doing a story. I said to Jeannie, what would you do for unexpected consequences? And she says, I guess it would be the unexpected consequences. We've stayed married for 38 years. Anyway, when I lived in St. Louis, I practiced as an attorney, and I volunteered with Legal Aid. And I was assigned to the Catholic Legal Ministry. Once a month, I'd go down to this old church in the city of St. Louis, North St. Louis, which was now a slum, but it had been the finest part of St. Louis, where the archdiocese had been centered. And there was this big mansion. And there were several outbuildings, one of which some women from a parish out in the county, where they had a lot of money, they came down there and had a food pantry. And people from the neighborhood would come in to get canned goods and other goods. And that's where I had a room, and I would do legal service intakes. This mansion was under the control of a Monsignor. One day the Monsignor came running into my office and said, do you mind if I sit here for a while? And I said, no, that's fine. I didn't have any clients at the moment, because they were giving a workshop out in the main part where the food pantry was. And the reason he had come in was that they were teaching people how to use condoms, and he didn't want to be a part of that. So this is the kind of all-purpose what was going on at this location. One day they asked if I could represent a man and a woman who had four foster children who all had disabilities. And these people were being housed in this mansion where the Archbishop used to have his home and office. And they wanted me to try to help them buy a home in the neighborhood. This was a neighborhood where probably two out of every three lots was vacant because the house had been torn down. And it wasn't very safe in this neighborhood, especially at night. The other homes all had bars on the windows. But anyway, the house that they were buying was a four-bedroom, two-story, beautiful brick home, and the purchase price was $250. That was a measure of this neighborhood. So sure, I'd be glad to do that. It went out with the clients to the home and met the people who were selling the house. Got all the information I needed, went back to my office and worked out the papers to handle the sale of the house. About 2 days before the house was supposed to be sold, I got a call from the wife, the foster mother of the four kids, telling me that she was in a shelter, that her husband had beaten her up, and that she had moved out and was going to stay out, and the kids had gone with her. So that was the end of this deal that I had been working on. Later, I learned that the four kids had been taken away because of this abuse of the wife. And about a month later, I went back a month later for my monthly visit and asked the social worker there, what had ever happened with this family? And she said, well, what happened is this, that the wife came back and is back with the husband, and they won't leave the mansion. And in fact, the archdiocese has had to hire their paid attorneys to evict them. And so these people have started throwing parties every night, and they've turned the place into a brothel. So that this mansion that had housed the archdiocese for St. Louis, where cardinals had been living at times, was at this point a brothel, and it took them about 6 weeks to finally give the notices and have these people leave. And that's the unexpected consequence.